Om Shanti, once again, welcome back. All of you are okay? Today we are fortunate to have Manju Didi with us. She will be enlightening us on the eight powers, the attainments of eight powers through Raj Yoga meditation. Manju Didi is in this Raj Yoga meditation path since her childhood, and she has served extensively in Tamil Nadu for many, many years, and she has been instrumental in opening many centers over there. And since the inception of Gyan Sarovar, she is based here as one of the senior Raj Yoga faculties, and she has been enlightening with her rich wisdom, not only in India, but in many other countries as well. So indeed, today is a very fortunate day, and we are very fortunate to have Manju Didi. In the world out there, there are many interpretations on powers. Education is power, money is power, position is a power. But what power would we be receiving through Raj Yoga meditation? And there is a different definition. So we will enlighten ourselves with her wisdom today. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good day. Good day. Enjoying your stay here? Are you tired? Good. Meditation is a beautiful art. It's not that only a spiritual people or people who are interested in spirituality are supposed to learn meditation. However, meditation is something that every individual in the world today need to learn, because it teaches us the art of actual living. Because the world outside is full of stress and competition. It may be a professional life or domestic life or social life, even personal life. But there is a lot of stress, lack of self-esteem, lack of self-respect, which is also one of the causes for a lot of issues people face. Sorry. Rather than using the word power, I think it's better we use the word ability. We need certain abilities to lead a very easy life. Forget about spiritual life. You want to lead a worldly life out there. But I need to lead a very happy life, no matter what the situations, no matter how people behave, no matter what anything may be, but I am here in midst of all those odds to lead a happy, comfortable life. Yeah? I can smile. Even I'm surrounded with many, many, unpleasant people or situations. I can still smile. I can still walk with confidence. Although people around me are trying to put me down, but I can still walk with that confidence in my gait, in my eyes, and never lose that enthusiasm and spirit in life. In order to have such, actually this is called as a natural life, to lead such natural life, we need certain abilities. Actually speaking, we all do have these abilities. But as we are so much involved in the material world out there, we have forgotten what actually we have inside. What lies inside is totally been forgotten. Because we are we see more outside. We look at others rather than seeing what is inside and looking at self. And so eventually all those abilities which are naturally, you know, embedded, inborn, they have become very feeble. And so whenever there is a situation, whenever there are people where I have to encounter, I feel it's very difficult to lead a life. I just want to run away from a situation. I find an escapism. I won't escape from that situation. You know, get out of it somehow. Because then I don't have that ability to really sit down and solve it, face it. And interestingly, many a times I don't even know where to face or where to keep quiet. Yeah? What to say, what not to say. Because people's mind changes, people's interest changes, situation outside changes, my own state of mind keeps changing. As a result, I am confused. Because today you're enjoying whatever I'm speaking, and you, the same person, don't like what I speak tomorrow. So now I'm confused what to speak, what not to speak. Yeah? And so these abilities which we do have already inside, but meditation helps us to tap those hidden abilities. It's called as hidden potentials, hidden abilities, which we already have, but that needs to be tapped. And meditation is a beautiful way to tap those abilities. Yeah? They sound very simple. They're very natural. We all do use them every day in our daily life, in and out. However, it's very much narrowed. We have added little selfishness, we have added little, you know, and so the ability that need to be used in a full-fledged, full swing, now it's very much narrowed. This world is no less than a war field. It's no less than a war field. Karma kshetra, kurukshetra kehte na, yuddhasthal. So this world is no less than a war field. If you want to fight your enemy, what is that you need? If you want to fight your enemy and win, become victorious, you need weapons. Your enemies have weapons. If you have no weapons, can you win? Yeah? Yeah? Can you win? No. So we need weapons. Yeah? Number one. Second, let us assume I do have weapons, but they're not working. They're very blunt, not sharp. You know? Can I win? Yes. Now, I have weapons, they're very sharp, but I don't know which weapon to use when. Can I win? No. And so, I need to have weapons. I need to know how to use, when to use. Thirdly, the weapons need to be sharp enough. And so, these eight abilities are your weapons that help us to win every situation, help us to overcome every odd things in life, and still I can, you know, my happiness, my joy keeps intact, my peace of mind keeps intact. Yeah? Now the first thing, very important, dance suninge, the first thing is ability to tolerate. It sounds very simple, isn't it? Because we all been hearing this word in life hundreds of times, yeah? tolerate, and sometimes question comes, how long to tolerate, it's also very important to understand the actual meaning of tolerance. People many times think tolerance is suppression. No, please. Suppression is not tolerance. Because tolerance is, I keep my happiness intact, and whatever the situations or people's behavior, I have the ability to turn that, transform that in a way that makes it comfortable for me. Now, there is a beautiful analogy. A boy is pelting stone at a mango tree. Amka peda tha na? He's throwing a stone at the mango tree. The boy wants mango. He is small, little boy. He jumps and tries to take the mango. He can't reach the mango. So all that he can find is a stone. Yeah? Or a stick or a stone. So he tries to throw at the mango. And mango tree is full of mangoes. So what mango tree give the boy? Will tree think, you gave me you pelted me at a stone, you hit me with a stone, let me hit you with a stone. Why didn't the tree think, because you gave me the stone, I also have to give you the stone. Nature always gives what it has. The best what it has is been given. That's nature. When nature has the ability to give the best, human soul is the master of the nature. Who enjoys the nature? Who enjoys the nature? The tree doesn't eat the mango. Yeah? The river doesn't drink its own sweet water. The spring doesn't, enjoy the water. But it's we, human beings. It means human beings are the masters of the nature. So when nature has the ability to give its best to others, in fact, human soul also has this natural ability of giving the best I have to you. But since we are in this body consciousness, the first thing that strikes is the comparison. You are this, I am this. This is the identity that my consciousness is impure. Yeah? And so what I do, because you are giving me the stone, I compare myself with you, and although I have a beautiful, tree with mangoes, I forget that and I think I also have to give you a stone. Rather, I should give you the bigger one. Just in Hindi mein bolte hain, ईंट का जवाब पत्थर से, पत्थर का जवाब व्हाटएवर इट इज, या जस्ट इमेजिन यू हैव अ बास्केट फुल ऑफ चॉकलेट्स तो हिंदी में बोलो, इंग्लिश में बोलो, मिक्स. चलिए, बहुत अच्छी बात. तो जस्ट इमेजिन, मान लीजिए आपके पास एक बास्केट है जिसमें चॉकलेट्स है. You have a basket full of chocolates. What do you have? What do you have? A basket full of? Okay. I have a basket full of mud. My basket full of mud. Mere paas jo basket hai, isme mitti hai. Okay. What will I give you? What is that I'm going to offer you? Main aapko kya dungi? Ji? Kyun? Bichari Manju ke paas mitti hai. You know, poor girl, I only have mud in my basket. I don't intend to give you mud, but all that I have is only that. And so, because I am giving you the mud or stone, whatever I have in my basket, what is that you are supposed to give? But what will you give? Aap mujhe chocolate denge? Are nahi? Kyun denge ji? Humne patthar diya, aap chocolate thode hi denge? So, why that happens is, you try to see me and what I am giving. This is the shift of consciousness. Hamari buddhi jo hai, atma se nikal kar, jab sharir par aata hai, tab hum logon ke cheez, logon ke vyavhar ko dekhna aur uske saath compare karna shuru karte hai. Because I am giving you the mud, you think, oh, I think I also should be giving the same. So, you have beautiful, very sweet chocolates. So, you put the basket aside and then you start searching what you don't have. Because somehow the idea gets into your mind, I have to reply in the same way what people do. And so, although you don't have mud or stone in your basket, you start looking for that outside. And eventually, you forget that beautiful sweetness you have in you. And this is the shift of consciousness from being very pure, very clean, very divine to the, you know, the greed or anger or... And so the ability to tolerate finishes. Yes, because I'm being told right from my childhood, you have to tolerate, you have to tolerate, be patient, be patient. Whatever you behave, I do tolerate, thinking it's tolerance, actually I'm suppressing it. One day I'm smiling whatever you do, second day I'm smiling whatever you speak, you know, third day for no reason, like a pressure cooker, you know, cooker? You know cooker? Usme jaise jaise pressure banti jayegi, wo maximum pressure par us sitti bajana shuru kar dega. To insaan bhi yahi karta hai na. When things go beyond the capacity reduces when you suppress. So meditation is not suppression. Meditation is not suppressing thoughts. Meditation is not suppressing feelings. Meditation is basically to transform the thoughts and feelings. Going back to my original self. Thereby, I can, you know, hold back my natural abilities of being, you know, patient or being tolerant. Second thing. So, tolerance means the ability to give the best to others in all situations. That's tolerance. Yeah? So, what you behave, I don't have to see what you behave, what you speak, what situations are. I need to remember what I have. What I have. What is my real potential? What's my real ability? My focus should be what I have. Mere paas kya hai? Us par mera dhyan hona avashyak hai. Agla vyakti kya de raha? Wo kaisa vyavhar kar raha? Us par mera dhyan jayega, to main सहन नहीं कर सकती, तो मुझे गुस्सा आएगा, बुद्धि विचलित हो जाएगी, मन बड़ा परेशान होगा। ये सब कुछ इसलिए होता बिकॉज आई डोंट सी व्हाट आई हैव, इंस्टेड आई सी व्हाट यू आर गिविंग मी, दूसरा मुझे क्या दे रहा, इसलिए हमसे टॉलरेट नहीं हो पाता। एंड देन वी स्टार्ट आस्किंग क्वेश्चन, कब तक सहन करे, इसका भी तो कोई हद है कि नहीं, हाँ जी, आप बोलते रहो हम सुनते रहे, ये कब तक चलेगा। इसलिए आप देने से पहले मैं चार दे दूं, आप तो चुप हो जाओगे ना, यू सी, ये कलयुग की फिलॉसफी है। दिस इज द फिलॉसफी ऑफ आयरन एज, बिफोर यू डू समथिंग आई डू डबल ट्रिपल फोर टाइम्स सो दैट यू आर अफ्रेड ऑफ मी एंड यू स्टे अवे फ्रॉम मी। सो पीपल ट्राई टू यू नो क्रिएट दैट फियर इन अदर्स, पीपल ट्राई टू सप्रेस अदर्स सो दैट दे डोंट यू नो टेक एडवांटेज ऑफ माई गुडनेस, दैट्स नॉर्मल फीलिंग पीपल हैव। हम अच्छे रहेंगे लोग हमारे फायदा उठाएंगे, तो अच्छा क्यों बने, हाँ जी, सो आई डोंट हैव टू बी गुड, आई शुड बी बैड फॉर बैड, गुड फॉर गुड, दिस इज लॉ ऑफ कलयुगा, आयरन एज। बट दिस इज नॉट नेचुरल थिंग, इवन दो यू आर गोइंग टू बी बैड फॉर बैड, विल यू बी एट पीस। चलो किसी ने आपके साथ बुरा किया, आपने भी उनके साथ बुरा किया, आपके मन में शांति आएगी? चले आपके बच्चे ने गलती की, आपने उसको डांटा, मन शांत होगा? आपको लगता है सही तो है? यू शुड शाउट एट योर चाइल्ड व्हेन द चाइल्ड इज यू नो डूइंग समथिंग रॉन्ग और मिसबिहेविंग, टेकिंग अ रॉन्ग पाथ और व्हाटएवर, बट ऑल्दो यू शाउट एट योर ओन चिल्ड्रन, योर हार्ट इज एट पीस। Can you sleep well? Can you eat properly? Now why, when you think that is the right kind of action? Because my inner heart, my inner being is not, doesn't have that bad for bad or good for good. My real ability, my natural potential is to be good for good, good for bad. अच्छे के लिए तो अच्छे होंगे, बुरे के लिए भी अच्छे होंगे, क्योंकि बुरे तो वो है ना, हम तो नहीं ना, हम तो अच्छे ही हैं। तो बुरे व्यक्ति के साथ मुझे बुरा क्यों बनना है, मेरा व्यक्तित्व को क्यों चेंज करना? ओके, हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू लाइक शुगर केन जूस, शुगर केन, या ओके, नाउ हाउ डू यू गेट शुगर केन जूस, जस्ट लाइक दैट, पुअर शुगर केन नीड टू बी स्किन्ड, cut into pieces, put in the crusher, get it crushed, and then the juice comes. Okay, sugar cane is sweet or sour or bitter? Sweet or sour or bitter? Very good. Okay, because you're skinning the sugar cane, because you're cutting into pieces, because you're crushing it in the crusher, will the sugar cane let go of its sweetness? आप उसको पीसेंगे, काटेंगे, इसका छिलके निकालेंगे, क्या शुगर केन अपनी स्वीटनेस को छोड़ देगा? आम किसको पसंद है? आम को छीलो, काटो, उसको मिक्सी में डालो, उसका जूस पियो, उसका स्वाद खत्म हो जाएगा, नहीं ना? तो नेचर में, प्रकृति में, व्हाटएवर फ्रूट्स और व्हाटएवर going through whatever the process of getting boiled, getting cooked, being cut, being crushed, it will never let go of its original property of sweetness. So why humans? If I'm good naturally, a little situation makes me forget my good. I start becoming bad. I'll forget my sweetness. Why? Because I don't recognize my inner natural ability, my potential of being sweet. And that's the first lesson of Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga sabse pratham lesson ye hai ki hum apni mithas ko kisi bhi halat mein bhule na, chhode na. Yaad hoga to karenge na, yaad hi bhul gaye. आप भी कड़वे बोल रहे हो, आप भी कड़वे बोल रहे हो, मैं भी कड़वा बोलू तो क्या फर्क पड़ेगा, ये बात हो जाती है कंपैरिजन. हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू नो अबाउट वेट लिफ्टिंग, यू नो दोज रेस्टलर्स पीपल हु यू नो दे लिफ्ट, वेट लिफ्टर्स रादर, दे लिफ्ट हैवी वेट, you know, 100 pounds and then 150 pounds, 200. Every time they go, they add on the pounds and then they lift. Why do they lift? Bhar uthate, uthate, uthate. Kamzor hote ki takatwar hote hai? Ji? As they lift the weight, they become weak or strong? Very good. So second wrong notion about tolerance is, many a times people think tolerance is weakness. Sahan karna kamzor vyakti ki nishani hai, but that's not true. You don't need strength to speak. You need lot of strength to keep quiet. You don't need strength to fight. You need a lot of strength to be peaceful. Shant rehne ke liye bahut taqat ki zarurat hai. Gussa karne ke liye, jhagda karne ke liye taqat ki zarurat nahi. Bolne ke liye taqat ki zarurat nahi. Bagair bole, muh band rakhna, uske liye bahut taqat ki zarurat hai. To sahan karna ये ताकत है, कमजोरी नहीं. टॉलरेंस इज अ बिग स्ट्रेंथ. द पर्सन हु लर्न्स टू टॉलरेट विल ऑटोमेटिकली गेट रेस्ट ऑल अदर एबिलिटीज इन द वर्ल्ड, ऑल डिवाइन वर्च्यूज एज अ गिफ्ट फ्रॉम गॉड. यू सी, सो प्लीज नेवर एवर थिंक that keeping quiet or tolerating is a sign of weak person. It's not so. Second thing, if I have to tolerate, I need another ability called as being very accommodative, being very flexible. You know, in my own family, with my own people, my kith and kins, my siblings, many times we can't really adjust, you know. Their ability to accommodate, ability to be flexible is also one of the abilities of the nature. You know water? You pour water in any container. It makes its way. If you put lot of pebbles in a glass jar, and then the mud, and then small pebbles, you know, and then more mud, and then more stones, the jar is full, and on the top of it you pour water, water will still find its way. It will not say, already the container is full, where will I find my way? It will find its way because it's very adaptive, very flexible, very accommodative. Water. Yeah? Very transparent. And so if I learn to meditate, it helps me to keep my intellect and my mind very transparent. You know, we are clouded, mind is clouded, intellect is clouded with too many things. It's preoccupied with so many past experiences and informations, and so I can't keep my mind or my intellect transparent, and so I can't be flexible. Yeah? Man jitna shant hai, jitna swachh hoga, buddhi jitni swachh hogi, utne hum har paristhiti, har vyakti ke saath milansar honge. Hame koi shikayat nahi hogi. अब देखिए ना, अपने घर में हम अपने भाई बहनों के साथ भी एडजस्ट करना बड़ा मुश्किल है आज के दिन में, है? एंड सो द सेकेंड एबिलिटी इज टू बी वेरी फ्लेक्सिबल. एक्सक्यूज मी. इट इज सेड रिजिडिटी इज अ साइन ऑफ डेथ. Flexibility is a sign of life. जो अकड़ा हुआ होता है वो तो मुर्दा है. मुर्दा तो अकड़ा रहता है ना. जो flexible होगा वो जिंदा है. And so the flexibility means it's a sign of life. It's a sign of learning. It's a sign of where the mind is open. And the third one is ability to discern. Parakhne ki kala. Many a times in life we are not sure about what's right or what's wrong? Who is right? Who is wrong? You know? Many a times people mistake deception for truth and truth for deception. Jo dhokebaz hain, unko hum samajhte hain ye bahut acha vyakti hain. Jo acha vyakti hain, बेचारा सीधा साधा, उसको लगता है ये धोखेबाजी होगा, नहीं तो इतना अच्छा क्यों है, है ना? बगैर कोई कारण के इतना अच्छा कैसा हो सकता है? मुस्कुराता है, बड़ा बड़ा करता है, ऐसे वो ही नहीं, कुछ तो है गड़बड़. हमको जीवन में सही चीज को परखने की ताकत नहीं है, इसलिए हम धोखा खाते हैं. You know, दूध से जला, हाँ यही बात है. You know, if you drink very hot milk, anything hot, coffee or whatever, especially milk, and if you're drinking even rose milk, you have that memory in the back of your mind that you burnt your lips with your hot milk. So you start, yeah. So the past experience being, you know, being people misbehaved, people they deceived me, they spoke all not right, not true. These experiences, although I was right, that person was wrong, I was trying to help, but that person really did this. These sort of experiences we try to apply in the present situations. Many a times the past experiences will not help in the present situations. And so it's very important, the lesson in Raj Yoga that I learned in the past 50 years, just let go. What happened yesterday also, it might not work for today. Today is a fresh day. आज का दिन नया है, कल जो हो गया सो हो गया. हाँ जी, एक ही चाबी सब तालों में तो नहीं खुलेगा ना. अलग अलग ताले हैं, अलग अलग चाबियां होंगी. हम एक ही चाबी लेकर के हर ताला खोलने की कोशिश करें, खुलेगा तो नहीं. तो बीती जिंदगी में कुछ ऐसी बातें हमारे से हुई हों और वही बातें लेकर के हम चलते रहें, ये कैसा न्याय है? तो आज की परिस्थिति को परखना, व्यक्ति को परखना अति आवश्यक है। तो जैसे जैसे मन बुद्धि परमात्मा से हम लगाते हैं, मन शुद्ध होता जाएगा, हमें दिखाई देगा। इट्स जस्ट नॉट दैट आई थिंक दिस इज राइट दिस इज रॉन्ग, बट आई कैन सी व्हाट्स राइट व्हाट्स रॉन्ग बिकॉज माई माइंड इज वेरी क्लीन। माई माइंड एंड माई इंटेलेक्ट डजंट होल्ड एनी पास्ट experiences, no preoccupations, no, you know, past informations. You know, nowadays people are loaded with information. They think information is the best way to move forward, but I don't think that's right. Or maybe not right in all fields of, in all walks of life. And the fourth thing is very, very important, crucial in life. जीवन के हर पग में ये बात अति आवश्यक है इंसान को, वो है the ability to make choices, जिसको निर्णय करना कहते हैं। One wrong choice, one wrong decision in life, I might have to suffer entire life. है ना? एक गलत निर्णय पूरी जिंदगी के लिए हमें वो पर्याप्त है, ये सोच सोच करके सफर होने के लिए, अरे मैंने क्या कर दिया, wrong choice. Wrong choice in terms of people, है ना? भाई इनको ना इनको चूज किया तो बढ़िया हो गया, भाई इनके बदले इनको चूज किया, अब क्या करे भैया, मेरे पास चॉइस तो थी, अब क्या करे, रोने से आ गई तो आ गई है जी, अब आ गया भाई, पति बन के आ गया, अब क्या करे, अब भुगत तो। पर मेनी टाइम्स लोग ये कहते हैं नो अदर चॉइस, ऐसा हो ही नहीं सकता। वेन एवर पीपल से आई डिड दिस बिकॉज आई हैड नो चॉइस, दैट्स एब्सोल्यूटली रॉन्ग। नेवर इन लाइफ विल एवर हैपन वे यू विल नेवर हैव चॉइस, बिकॉज योर माइंड इज स्ट्रेस्ड, बिकॉज योर माइंड इज क्लाउडेड, बिकॉज योर माइंड इज mind has so many things, you cannot see the choice that's right in front of you. How many of you, sometimes we wake up late and then we are rushing, we have too many things to do, and then we have the key right in my hand, you know, or in the pocket, and search whole house, हाथ में पॉकेट में चाबी ले करके पूरा घर ढूंढते हैं, किस किस ने किया होगा। सी कुछ कुछ लोग टैक्सी लेके चले भी जाते हैं, ऑफिस जाके पता चलता है भाई ये तो मेरे पॉकेट में है कार की चाबी। अब बताइए क्यों टैक्सी में आए, आई हैड नो अदर चॉइस। अभी बताइए, यू नेवर हैड अ चॉइस, you did have had a choice right in your pocket, but my mind was so much stressed out, I cannot see the choice, the right choice, which is just right under your nose. Yeah? जीवन के हर पहलू में, rather हर पग में, एवरी स्टेप इन योर लाइफ, चॉइसेस, यू हैव ऑलवेज अ चॉइस वेदर टू डू दिस or that. Yeah? Somebody misbehaved, abused you. Do you have a choice or no? I'm stressed, I think so much, I lost my sleep, I can't eat. Every time I do something, the same thing comes to my mind. My mind thinks, you know, overthinking. I said, I had no choice. I want to get rid of it. I cannot get rid of it. I had no choice. Is there a choice or no? Somebody misbehaved, it is their karma. Yeah? Whether to think about that person or not is my choice. Number one. Whether to think little about the person, more about the person is my choice. Whether to think negative about that person, positive about that person is my choice. Or whether to totally ignore the person, move ahead, be happy is also my choice. When I have so many choices in one situation, एक ही परिस्थिति में इतने सारे हमारे पास विकल्प हैं, इतने सारे रास्ते हैं, तो हम एक रास्ते को क्यों पकड़ते हैं? और ये क्यों बोलते हैं हमारे पास कोई क्या करे, क्या करे, क्या करे? You know? मन को इतना कमजोर भी ना करे जो हम इतना विवश हो जाए कि दूसरों के गलती से हम दब जाए. ये क्या न्याय है बताइए? गलती दूसरों के है, उनकी गलती का पनिशमेंट आप अपने आप को दे रहे हो. ये कहाँ का न्याय? दिस इज नॉट राइट एट ऑल. Somebody else does a mistake and you're suffering. You're punishing yourself. This is not the right thing. So more than people causing sorrow, it's I cause sorrow to myself. So I'm the culprit. If somebody causes you sorrow, somebody give lot of sorrow, somebody really make your life hell, you always have a, you know, a choice to go to the law of court. You can sue that person, isn't it? Harassing you all the time. But when you cause sorrow to yourself so much that you can't tolerate anymore, aapke upar bhi case dala ja sakta hai. You're also liable to sue. Yes? Kyunki aap apne aap ko dukh to de rahe ho na? You're causing sorrow to yourself also. That's also wrong. When I cause sorrow to you, I can be sued. So when you cause sorrow to yourself, you're also a culprit. You're punishable. It's an offense. Hai ya na? Dusra aapko dukh de rahe, aap apne aapko dukh de rahe ho. Hanji? Maan lijiye kisi ne aapko daanta. किसी ने आपको गलत शब्द बोला. Somebody abused you, used language, you know, not pleasant language, that hurt you, you know, hurts, no? And especially people who our lovable people, friends and our close circle people, they shout at us or use such language or blame us for when I'm not done anything. So it hurts a lot. Yes or no? Okay. I shouted at you once. ठीक है? मैंने आपको एक बार डांटा. एक बार डांटा. आपने उसको 40 बार याद किया. दुखी हुए. एक बार मैंने डांटा, आपको दुख हुआ. आपने 40 बार याद किया, तो 40 बार मन दुखी हुआ कि नहीं हुआ? या आई शाउटेड यू एट यू वंस एंड यू रिमाइंडेड यू रिकॉल दैट यू रिकॉल अगेन एंड अगेन एंड दैट हर्ट्स यू. सो इफ यू रिकॉल इट 40 टाइम्स, So you hurt yourself 40 times. So who hurt you more, me or you? Kisne dukh aapko zyada diya? Doshi kaun? To aapko sabko jail mein dalna padega. Sorry. Haan ji, hai ki nahi? Paristhitiyan aayegi chali. Ek baat hamesha yaad rakhi. Please, remember one thing. Any situation, any circumstance, any issue comes and goes. Time comes and goes, changes. Everything changes in the world except my feelings. Us paristhiti ke bare mein maine kya socha, us vyakti ke bare mein maine kya socha, agar usko hold karke rakha, if I hold those feelings regarding the situations or people, that stays with me forever. Even after person die and go, he's no more. He's dead and gone. But the thoughts, the feelings regarding that person stays with me. So I'm holding. More I hold things in my heart, more I suffer. So please let go, let go, let go. When nothing stands still in the world, everything changes, everything moves, everything goes away. Time goes away. This second goes away. Why am I holding the feeling for that person, for that situation? Let go. My mind is stuck there. Hai na? ये घड़ी है ना, ये घड़ी किस किस के पास घड़ी, आजकल तो मोबाइल में ना घड़ी वॉच पहनते हैं ना, तो माताएं तो पहनी भी है. यू हैव अ वॉच, व्हाट इफ वॉच द क्लॉक गोज एंटी सर्कल, एंटी क्लॉक, इट मूव्स एंटी क्लॉक. इज द टाइम राइट और रॉन्ग? राइट और रॉन्ग? अगर आपकी घड़ी पीछे पीछे की तरफ जाए तो घड़ी सही है कि गलत है? खराब है. खराब है या सही है? अच्छा, एक ही जगह पे वो सुई अटक जाती है ना, यू नो समटाइम्स द नीडल इज स्टक इन वन प्लेस एंड इट जस्ट मूव्स देयर देयर देयर, डजंट मूव फॉरवर्ड, डजंट मूव बैकवर्ड, इट्स जस्ट स्टेज देयर, यू नो. सो इन दैट कंडीशन द क्लॉक इज राइट और इट इज स्पॉइल्ड? स्पॉइल्ड. So then what do you do? Throw it off. I wish I could change my mind. तो अगर ये घड़ी खड़ी हो जाती है उसको खराब कहते हो, अगर घड़ी पीछे पीछे की तरफ जाती है उसको खराब कहते हो, तो मन एक ही बात पे अटका पड़ा है. 5 साल पहले, 20 साल पहले अटका हुआ है. क्यों हुआ, क्यों हुआ, क्यों हुआ? अरे हो गया, मैं खुद ही बूढ़ी हो रही हूं, वो बात भी हो गई, अटका हुआ है. तो आप बताइए, आपका मन खराब है कि अच्छा? तो कितने भी मंदिर घूम लो, मस्जिद घूम लो, मन तो खराब ही है ना. तो अब इस मन को क्या करें, यू नो? If your mind is stuck in one thing, one place, so then what do? You can give your clock to repair shop. But what do you do with your mind when it is stuck in one place? So always think about the past, 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 past. So your mind is also not right, na? So when you give this clock to the repair shop, the shopkeeper say, leave your clock with me and you go home, come back tomorrow, you leave this with me. So Baba also says the same thing, you leave your mind with me, don't think anything, I will repair and give it to you. Till then don't think, stay back, stay there. give away your mind. And this is called as man mana bhava. Anji?
When we have all those four abilities, then we have another ability to face. It's called as ability to face.
When I can decide, when I can be flexible, when I can tolerate, yeah? I can discern, when I can face any situation in my life. And the biggest situation in life is death.
जब हमारे घर में किसी के मौत होती है,
and especially when the death is of our near and dear ones, you know, it's a pain, deep pain of the person departing from the family, going away for good. Actually, it's merely attachment. Wherever there is attachment, it causes you two things. Number one, pain. Number two, fear.
जहां मोह है वहां दर्द है भय है दुख नहीं दर्द
it's not sorrow but it's pain
दुख अलग है दर्द अलग है
है ना. So where there is attachment, there is pain and there is fear. And to face my own attachment is the biggest challenge. Yeah? And so, the first lesson in meditation is to consider self and consider others as an eternal light, point of light, which is indestructible.
Atma amar hai. Mrityu atma ke liye nahi hai.
So it depends upon what you consider yourself as. What do you identify yourself with? Body or the soul?
Marne wala sharir, hum apne aap ko samajhte hain. Ye amar atma apne aap ko samajhte hain.
It's about us. If you consider yourself indestructible immortal soul, then I'm beyond fear and pain. And if I consider myself a body which is going to be destroyed, which is subject to decay, disease, then always I have to suffer the pain and the fear. Not only the facing death, but any situation for that matter. Whenever I face a fear in life, remember I have attachment for whatever. It may be thing, it may be place, it may be person, it may be whatever. You know? I might have attachment for something good, something bad, but it's always attachment. Anything I hold on to is attachment. And that always causes a pain. And so that's a big challenge which we have to face within. So when I have these four abilities, it's easy for me to face situations, face myself, face my inner being, face the negative things what I have inside. Whatever the situations we face outside is just a reflection of what I have inside. And the sixth one is ability to cooperate. This is a very beautiful ability when we are in a family, when we are in professional life, when we have to work together, when we have to work with people with different, you know, backgrounds, different thinking, different ideologies, but we have to work with each other. Then this power to cooperate helps us a lot. This is also beautiful art of giving cooperation and getting cooperation. Many a times we don't have the delegation, means we don't have the ability to delegate. हमारे पास काम करने के लिए चार लोग हैं, पर हम ही कर रहे हैं, हम ही कर रहे हैं, हम ही कर रहे हैं, उनको भी तो करा सकते हैं, पर हम उनको उनसे कराने की कला हमको नहीं पता। कुछ लोग ऐसे हैं हाथ बांध करके बॉस की तरह बैठे हैं, वो लोग करा रहे। अरे हमको ये भी तो होना चाहिए, उनके साथ मिलकर कभी कभी करने चाहिए। तो ये जो बैलेंस है हम मिस कर लेते हैं, वी लूज दिस बैलेंस वे वी हैव टू वर्क विथ पीपल, कोऑपरेट, वे वी हैव टू गेट पीपल, यू नो, गिव देम द वर्क, वी हैव टू लेट देम डू देमसेल्व्स। सो दिस इज ऑल्सो ब्यूटिफुल आर्ट। एंड द सेवेंथ थिंग इज ability to withdraw. We have sense organs, yeah, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, yeah. Mouth has two things, one is taste, one is speaking, hai na, muh ke do hai na, ek hai swad aur ek hai bolna. Kuch logon ko bolna bada pasand hai, उनको बोलो ना चुपचाप बैठो, उनको लगता है पनिशमेंट है, यू नो, कैसे बोलना चाहिए ना, बोलना कितना मजा लगता है, कितना अच्छा लगता है, बोलते रहो बोलते रहो बोलते रहो, ये एक स्वाद है। तो इंद्रियां जो है द सेंस ऑर्गन्स डिसीव द सोल मेनी अ टाइम्स, बिकॉज द एक्चुअल super sensuous joy, the joy that soul has to experience is the joy that is beyond the senses, jisko atindriya sukh kehte, indriya atit sukh. Lekin hum abhi tak jo sukh atma ko dene ki koshish kar rahe hain wo indriyon dwara koshish kar rahe hain. To acha sa khate hain, acha lagta hai, acha sa pehante hain, acha lagta hai, acha sa dekhte hain, sunte hain, acha lagta hai. Yeah. So, have you seen the turtle, kachua? जो इनके जो सेंस ऑर्गन्स है वो बाहर वो निकालता है जब उसको कोई काम करना होता है, और जैसे उसको लगता है कहीं डेंजर है वो अपने आप को, वो शेल है ना, यू नो द टर्टल हैज अ शेल ऑन द शेल seems to be very hard, it's very hard, very tough. So it tries to withdraw its sense organs within the shell so that it is safe. So what it means is, well, this is an analogy. Many a times we use our sense organs too much, where we don't have to. We speak where we don't have to speak, we think where we don't have to think. We see where we don't have to. We try to listen what we don't have to listen. You know, we use our sense organs unnecessarily. It means we are straining ourselves. Energy is drained out a lot. The power, the soul, energy of the soul is drained out. Because soul is using its sense organs unwantedly. Yeah, and so what, where there is need to do, I have no energy. No energy is left for me to do the essential things, the crucial things. And so where to withdraw the mind and the sense organs, where to use the sense organs and mind is a beautiful, beautiful art, which we learn from meditation. Yeah, and the last thing is power to pack up. You all came here for 4 days. यहाँ आप लोग 4 दिन के लिए आए, 5 दिन के लिए? Okay. So tomorrow you're leaving. When are you leaving? Tomorrow. Very good. When you came from your home, what did you all pack in your suitcase? Did you pack your whole house? Your fridge, your television, your... No? Oh, oh. So, how big is your suitcase? Just your mobile. How big is your suitcase? How many things you have in your suitcase? 4 days, four dress, and you're going to a spiritual place, so just whatever essential things for that. If you're going to a marriage, attend a marriage, you're going to take, you know, things as per that. If you're going to attend a birthday party, you're going to take. So it depends upon where you're going and what you're carrying with you. So when we have to leave this world and go to another dimension, up there, what is that we are going to carry? Vahan kya kaam aayega? Vahan kya kaam aayega? What is going to be used from here? From this world, what is that we have to carry? What can be carried that can be used there? You all have come from Dubai, yeah? So your currency can be used here? See? Just, you change the country, your money is also not used. So when we are leaving this world and going to a different dimension, what can be used from this place? What is that you need to pack from this place that can be used there? Shresht karma. So we have to pack that now. If only that can be used there, sirf shresht karma hi hamare vahan kaam mein aayenge, to pack wahi karna chahiye na. To falto ka kyun pack kar rahe ho? जो काम के नहीं है वो क्यों पैक किए जा रहे हैं? वहां तो पकड़ेगा हा? आपको ग्रीन लाइन में जाने से रेड लाइन में जाना पड़ेगा, वहां तो फिर सारा निकाल के फेंकवा देंगे, फिर क्या करोगे? हो सकता है फिर डिपोर्ट भी कर ऊपर से नीचे आ जाओ. यू ऑल वॉन्ट टू कम बैक वंस यू आफ्टर गोइंग देयर. तो फिर शांति धाम, परम धाम, परमात्मा का घर, कितना सुंदर स्थान है वो. तो वहां से डिपोर्ट होना चाहेंगे आप? यू डोंट वांट टू गेट डिपोर्टेड, इज़न्ट इट? सो ओनली व्हिच कैन बी यूज्ड फॉर एवर एंड एवर इन एवरी फ्यूचर जर्नी इज माय गुडनेस. व्हेन आई नो ओनली गुड थिंग्स आर गोइंग टू गो विद मी, then I start packing the good things. So let me think good, speak good, see good, do good. No matter what rest of them are doing. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what rest of the world is doing. You know, many times we get into the complex where, the whole group is doing this. Only I'll be the black sheep. No. Actually, they are the black sheep and I am the white sheep. सारे गलत कर रहे हैं और मैं एक सच्चा सच्चा में रहूंगी तो लोग कहेंगे भाई तू दूर रह. हाँ जी, तो लोगों के साथ मिलकर के हमको रहना चाहिए, तो what we have to do what they do. Actually, it's not so true. That's not true, isn't it? So I need to focus on only good. Because that's what is going to go with me for my future journey back home and my future entire cycle, rest of the cycle. And so if I make this a purpose of my life, then a lack of focus, you know, many times we have this complaint of lack of focus, lack of purpose. This doesn't happen because I do have a purpose. Because I have a purpose, I'm focused on the purpose. And so my mind, my sense organs, my intellect wouldn't just wander around for no reason because I have a purpose. Yeah? And so these abilities is not just for those who have to be a yogi, but these abilities are very, very essential for people, even those who want to live a very comfortable life outside in the world also. In fact, these are more needed for people who are in the world outside, so that you have a very comfortable, very happy, no matter what the situation is, I'll be the winner. I can face every situation and I'll be victorious. Isliye, is sansar rupi rangmanch mein, is kurukshetra, karmakshetra mein kitne bhi baatein aa jaye, agar ye abilities hamare paas ho, har paristhiti mein hum vijayi honge. Isliye, hey Arjun, daro nahi. भयभीत नहीं होना, रुकना नहीं, चलते रहो, विजय आपका जन्मसिद्ध अधिकार है. ओम शांति.